The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
Bring Her Back by Andy Walker.
He said he was awake yesterday for quite some time.
And the latest brain scans, any permanent damage from the swelling?
All signs indicate not much in the way of viral damage. We got him just in time. Jay, it was the right thing to do. Lungs clear, no temperature, no fever. He's out of the coma. It was a risk worth taking.
Protocol exists for a reason, Moira. Rules, guidelines.
Jay, you've cured the bloody Defence Secretary. The first of many. You might have to just get over it. Minister.
But Moira, we shouldn't be here. It'll just confuse him.
I'm Moira Lee. I run the Facility for Disease Prevention and Control.
Where's Angela?
I'd very much like you to meet Dr. Jay Stark, our lead microbiologist.
But Moira, he's got no idea. Don't distress him.
I'm so very late. I promise.
Look, until his recall is assessed, long and short-term memory, this is pointless. Minister.
You married?
No. No, I'm not.
I'm so late. I'm so very, very late.
Congratulations. I know how much this means to you.
It could help, Elle. Really turn the tide.
But how long until real people share the spoils? Weeks? Months?
You know they don't let me in on policy stuff.
I better select a few already have theirs. Look, can you just get back? As soon as you can.
Why? What is it?
I'll see you here, okay?
I'll see you later.
Sorry, got waylaid.
Moira, I need to go.
Don't. There's another reason we're celebrating.
It's here. Already.
I told you it'd be worth us approving it early. The first batch of the ME52 vaccine. Your vaccine, Jay. And this dose here, this is yours.
What? I wasn't on the list.
86 people approved on the guidelines we helped draw up, including 30 spouses, offspring, me, and you.
I didn't think I'd be eligible.
You more than deserve to make the first cut, despite what you think.
I don't know what to say.
Say we'll take them together. Now.
I don't know, Moira.
You are going to take it?
Yes.
Well, come on then.
What? Here?
You can't take it at home. Hardly fair on Eleanor.
I'm not sure it's your business where I take it. I'll see you in the morning.
It needs to be ingested on site, with a witness. I can't permit you to leave the facility with it.
Right.
So, shall we?
Fine.
Tastes appalling. Anyway, congratulations again.
You too.
Please respect proximity recommendations. Maintain a minimum distance of 6 feet from fellow passengers. For your safety, wear an approved mask and gloves at all times.
Virus incident help desk.
I'm on the limited key worker service. Just pulled into Bethnal Green. There's a man in the third carriage, 6 feet, white, 50s, displaying stage 3 symptoms. You have any officers working the district line?
You're fairly certain he's infected?
I'd recommend an immediate escort to the nearest off-site containment centre, yes.
Eastbound on the district. Yep, I can see the gentleman on screen now. We'll lock down the carriage and have him picked up.
Great.
Thank you, and have a pleasant evening.
Jay, I'm glad I caught you.
Goshka, you shouldn't be out in a shared space, not without a mask.
Yes. Any more on the school? When might it be open? Billy's been asking.
I'll ask Elle.
She okay?
Fine. Look, Gosh, I'd love to chat, but...
Always busy. Work. And for what? You looked in the mirror lately. Jay, you need to look after yourself better.
So you keep telling me.
And her too?
She's fine. We're fine. All right? Everything's packed.
Not everything, just my stuff. Bye, Jay.
Where are you going?
Emily offered to put me up.
You're moving out?
Yes.
They don't like unnecessary movement, relocation.
I'll be back in the morning with the van.
Then why go now? It's so close to curfew.
Bye, Jay.
Have you even thought this through?
It's all I've been thinking about for weeks.
I don't know how else to make it clear that I want to be with you.
But do you? Even when you are here, you're not.
Have you seen what's going on outside?
How do I know, Jay? How do I know if you're thinking about saving the bloody world or her?
It was a mistake.
So you keep telling
me. You have to trust me, Elle.
And how do I do that? Just forget everything?
Look, we've a cure. It's done. Finished with. And I can be here now.
But I can't.
No, I can take a pool car from the lab. We could hit Dorset, finally take the boat out again.
Just stop. Stop it!
Look, Eleanor, wait!
Shit.
Elle?
Jay?
You made it in time. How's your room?
No.
Elle? What's wrong?
One call. I'm allowed one.
What? Where are you? Elle, where are you?
They checked me on the high street and...
But you're clean.
I'm at the arena, Jay. The old ice hockey stadium.
No, you can't be. You were just here. You'd no symptoms.
They're taking me to a bed. This headache. I'm going to have to go. I can barely stand.
I'm coming.
No, just get yourself checked. I'm sorry, Jay. I'm so sorry.
Sorry? For what? You've done nothing wrong. Elle? Elle? It's like a hive. A honeycomb.
Yeah, we try and keep everyone separate down there. Can't always. Sometimes it's 2-3 to a cubicle.
And that's where she's been?
Yes. We've only just moved her up here to isolation.
Notes?
In the room, as requested. And it really does have to be 15 minutes.
I understand. Elle? Can you hear me?
Jay?
You don't have to get up. It's okay.
What's it say?
No BP, no heart rate. There's nothing. I've seen dead monkeys monitored better. Look, we've got to get you out of here.
I'm not going anywhere, Jay. Skin's on fire.
But you're talking. You're awake. You're... Do you know where... How you could have...
Kid from my year 9 biology class. I bumped into him 2 days ago.
Was he masked? Did you have contact with him, with his skin?
I heard he'd lost his parents and sister a few weeks ago. Should have seen him, Jay. So lost.
So you touched him?
It was just a hug. And he didn't look sick. He didn't.
Look, a carrier probably wiped out his own family. Couldn't you look the other way just once?
Sorry, it's time.
Look, another minute, please.
Replace your mask and step away from the glass.
No, don't take her. Look, you can't. I'm not finished. We're not finished!
Take a breath, Jay. Are you calm? Dr. Stark?
Yes, I'm calm.
Let him go.
Sir?
Sorry for throwing you out the back, but it's distressing enough for the folk in there.
A cremation. Now.
Furnace is busy most nights. They try to keep it quiet in the day with the smoke.
It doesn't hide the smog in the morning, though, does it?
No, it doesn't. When she turns, you'll get a call.
And then? You'll burn her, too.
I'm sorry, Dr. Stark. They're the rules.
You look terrible.
She's at the arena.
Who?
Eleanor. She's not quite unconscious, not yet. Maybe 36, 48 hours left.
Jay, I'm so sorry. You know, you don't have to be here. You could be at home.
I can't. I can't be at home.
Have you told anyone else?
No.
Jay, you know I can't.
I wouldn't ask that.
Had you been legally together, maybe it would have been easier. Do you remember what you said to me when we drew up the guidelines?
We can't save everyone.
Right.
I know. And I wouldn't put you in that position.
So, why are you here, Jay?
I had to tell someone. Who else have I got, Moira?
Dr. Stark?
I'm just doing a stock take.
It's the secure unit. There's no stock in there.
Right, of course. You are?
Yasmin, lab assistant.
Worked here long?
Yeah. 4 years. For your team.
Right.
What are you doing here, boss?
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Thank you for coming.
I was flattered that you'd ask. Honoured. I think we're next.
Eleanor, Priest. Partner and designated companion only in the farewell booth. Please adhere to proximity regulations on exit. Thank you.
Ready?
I can't do this. I can't go in there.
Just a few seconds. That's all it is.
I can't say goodbye to a life like this. I can't.
It's the best they can do, Jay.
I failed her, Moira.
No, you failed no one, Jay.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad too.
Oh, Jay, why are you out here? You're not waiting for me?
Saw you go out. Wanted to make sure you got back okay.
Oh, there's no need, really.
You shouldn't be out after curfew, gosh. Looters, authorities, it's dangerous.
Yeah, well, virus already killed half my family back home. Be damned if it takes my night stroll, too. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be that way with you. Not with everything you're going through.
You all right?
Billy called me. Said his best friend was at the arena. Then, as he hung up, he coughed.
He might be perfectly fine, gosh.
His mother thinks he's okay. And perhaps it's my ears, but that scratching, that noise at the back of the throat, I know it.
I'm sure he's fine. Night, gosh.
Night, Jay.
Good. You're clear to pull the truck round. Hello?
Jay?
Moira. It's late. Really late.
But you weren't sleeping?
No.
I just wanted to see how you were after today. That's all.
Thanks. Moira, I'm sorry. I'll have to go. Talk in the morning.
Of course.
Get out of my arm!
Elle, it's been giving you fluids.
No! No!
Look at me.
Don't come near me!
It's Jay.
No!
I'm Jay.
I don't
remember?
Know you! Keep away! Keep away!
I won't hurt you. Shh! I won't hurt you.
No! Get off me!
Everything's going to be fine, Eleanor. Better than fine.
What have you done to me? What have you done?
Stark, how is she?
She woke up. Lost, but...
It worked.
Yes.
And you're certain your neighbour didn't see anything of our arrival?
I think so, yes.
Then you're home free.
I don't know how to thank you, Colonel, for everything.
You already did. And if my little girl lives through all this because of you, I'll be in your debt.
Yes.
I've got to tell you, boss.
not happy with all this creeping about. Oh,
thank you for doing this.
There's really no one else.
No one I trust. And you could have said something, but you didn't.
I didn't know you were stealing vaccines, though, did I?
How are her bloods?
Sharp reduction in the meiosis of ME52 cells. She's virtually clean. It's textbook.
Great.
Has a memory.
It'll come.
She recognise you yet?
No.
With the minister, they asked his wife to bring in keepsakes, that kind of thing. It took a couple of days, but they got there.
I want to get her out of town. Somewhere she knows, but away from here.
Boss, you'll never get anywhere if she's not with it. Not with all the roadblocks and that. You've got to keep all this on the down low, for all our sakes.
Oh, how are you, Jay?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, let me come through, heat this up for you.
Actually, I'm busy right now.
Oh, right. It's just I made it specially for you last night.
I appreciate it, but...
Boxes? You're packing up her stuff already?
Not all, just some. It gets so overwhelming, being surrounded by it all, you know?
You'd have heard, wouldn't you, if there was a cure?
Yes, I would. And how is he, Billy?
I don't know. I've not heard from them today.
Well, let me know, won't you, if there's any news. And thanks for the food. Bye. Try. Just pull something out.
Who are they, these kids?
Your first class. 2007. You're a science teacher.
Really?
Yes. Secondary, chemistry, mainly. Before they shut your school, you'd just been made head of department.
And that's me?
Yes.
Were you pleased? Proud of me?
Why'd you ask that?
I don't know.
Well, yes. You were happy, so naturally I was too.
I can picture a school, but it's so foggy. Yeah,
that's okay. Just pick something else.
A mermaid? The Little Mermaid?
Copenhagen. Our first proper holiday together, just after we'd finished our postdocs. Oh, and this, the fridge magnet. You stole it on the last day.
Oh, there's something, but I just don't... Oh, I don't think this is working. Can we stop?
Hey, have another look, please.
This. What did it open?
A small room. Full of flasks, chemicals, a tank of locusts. Only a handful of students and staff had a key, and late at night, once we'd finished cleaning out the autoclave, we... Well, you know.
226B.
226B?
The caretaker thought we were burglars until...
Until he saw us and dropped his torch. You remember?
Yes. I remember.
Jay, are you okay? I was concerned.
Clearly.
Did you not get my messages?
I've been trying to occupy myself, you know?
Of course. Just wanted to check you were okay.
I'm fine. How's the minister progressing? Blood still clear. No sign of any permanent damage.
No, he's progressing well. Scans show he's in good shape.
Good.
Initial box of vaccines have now been circulated too.
Right.
Can I see you? We don't have to talk work.
Sorry?
I didn't mean for that to sound inappropriate.
You want to see me?
Yeah. Pop round. Nothing untoward. I miss you. And you always hinted that when our work eased... But if it's too soon...
Jay?
Look, I've got to go. Sorry.
Jay? Wait.
Who was that? Why were you talking to them in that way?
What way?
Before I was ill, were we okay? Honestly.
Elle, we were great.
I see it when I look outside, sprayed everywhere.
I told you, you need to be careful looking out.
Truth now, on every boarded up window, car wreck.
Activists peddling rumours.
And what kind of rumours?
That there's a cure, that it's being stockpiled.
A lot of people have died, haven't they?
One for every two infected. Maybe more. You're lucky that with you, bed rest did the trick.
Bed rest. When do you think we can go?
To the boat. I don't know. Just need to get a car, check to see if the road's still open.
And we'll risk it?
Why not? What?
It's weird. Just feel like I'm safe with you.
Good.
Hope you don't mind me coming round so late.
No.
Want me to put the dish back?
Know where it goes?
You've dropped off enough casseroles over the years, gosh.
Oh, Jay.
Billy.
They took him, Jay. They took him.
What?
They came to his mother's house. Soldiers in masks.
He's at the arena?
In 2 days. He's dust. My boy's going to be dust.
He was healthy before this. I mean, there's still a chance that
they carried him out of the house, Jay, limp, like a rag doll, confused and crying.
I'm so sorry, Goshka.
And the worst thing, I can't do anything. I want to help him. I want to.
Elle, please, stay back, away from the windows.
She looked upset.
And that's why I need you to stay back.
Why?
If people knew you had the virus, see you're okay, they might get upset too.
Oh, I don't understand.
Everyone's lost someone, Elle. They'd want to know how you'd got through it, and we don't want all that, believe me.
And Goshka, has she lost someone?
Her grandson's sick.
Billy?
Right.
But I know Goshka. I could help her through it, couldn't I?
No, look, no one can help them. Goshka and her family, they just have to face it alone. There's nothing anyone can do, nothing. Listen, I'm going out. Not for long, but...
Don't answer the door, nor the phone, if it starts to work.
Right.
Everyone will have to know about me sometime, Jay.
Yeah, I know, just not yet. Yasmin.
Boss, what are you doing here?
Coming to see you.
You're taking a risk?
Well, I'm here now. So?
I've just put them through. I've not looked at them yet. Wait a second. That's not... No, it can't be.
What is it?
Well, look, she should be clean by now. And, I mean, it's saying it's close to trace, but...
ME5-2 is still present.
Oh, it could be something, could be nothing. Boss, you might want to stay around. We can't help her if she's halfway across the channel.
I can't. I can't do that.
Another day or two's bloods. If everything's okay, then go. No, boss, seriously, just keep your head down. Don't do anything stupid. And you'll be fine.
Right.
Joey Stark?
Yes? What's the problem?
The facility wants to see you. Come with me, please.
Oh, yeah, all right. All right. I'm coming.
The blueprint, it's online.
What do you mean?
The vaccine. Everything anyone would ever need to farm out their own batch. The whole bloody thing.
Right.
Right? Jay, it'll be bedlam.
How did it get out? You think it's someone from here?
How else? Government, patent holders, they're going nuts. Want a head on a stick, preferably mine, if I don't find someone else's. Well, say something. Who would do this?
I don't know.
It's your team. You must have some idea.
I'm on leave, Moira. My wife died, remember?
You were never even married. I'm sorry. But I tell you, our life's work has been posted anonymously for the world to play biochemist. And you play that card.
I'll be fully cooperative. I'll answer any questions anyone has.
Good. Because there's to be a full departmental inquiry. independent, no stone unturned. So, it's best you're on site for the next few weeks.
That's not possible right now. I have to be at home.
I don't think you understand the gravity of the situation.
Call me, send a car, whatever. But I can't be here, Moira. Elle, Goshka, she's not come back yet, has she?
I wouldn't know. I'm not supposed to be near the windows.
Eleanor, I'm sorry. I wish I could be more...
open?
It's to keep us safe. Keep you safe.
I know we fought. In Copenhagen, I remember an argument.
It wasn't serious.
It hurt. I remember that it hurt.
It was a long time ago, Elle. Ancient history.
Doesn't feel that way. Not to me.
You remember what it was about?
No. You're not going to tell me, are you?
There's Gosh. I'll be back in a minute. I've not been entirely straight with you. Not this last couple of months.
What? What do you mean?
In the lab, we specialize in microbiology, epidemiology, pandemics.
The virus?
Yes. It's early days, but... here. Look, have him drink it in one go. It tastes pretty foul, but...
it'll cure him?
If he's not fallen into... if he's not asleep. Yes, it should.
Oh, but how can I get it to him?
I know someone who can help with that. But gosh, you can't tell anyone, okay? Not a soul.
No one. I promise. Oh, thank you, Jay. Thank you.
Please don't touch me!
Are you okay?
I was in some small, dark space and I was pulling and twisting the door handle, but it wouldn't turn. And I was yelling and yelling, but no one came. And I just stayed there and I couldn't breathe. I couldn't breathe.
Water. Drink some water.
No.
Look, where are you going?
In the other room.
Why?
I can't lie next to you.
Why?
In the dream, I was yelling your name.
I've been here nearly an hour.
Believe me. Getting here wasn't easy, all right? They're tailing everyone at the facility.
These bloods, I need them looking at. Quickly.
You're not listening. I can't, boss.
Yes, her temperature's rocketed. Throat's inflamed.
I can't do anything. Not this time.
You said you would help.
I didn't say I continually break the law. Put my own family in jeopardy. Just because you finally decided to give a toss.
Excuse me?
I found out you were on the distribution panel. You knew who was going to get it, who wasn't, and you didn't care until
you... I was just trying to find a cure, like everyone else on the team.
You didn't care until you finally realised how much of a dick you've been. That you actually cared enough about another human being to do something. You want to take the rest of us down with you.
You.
What?
You posted the blueprint.
So?
Why? Yes?
Why do you steal a bunch of vaccines in broad daylight?
Because I wanted to do something.
Yeah, well, me too.
Who did you lose?
Brother. 2 weeks ago. And all I can think is, why him? You know? Why did it have to be Nav? Why does the minister get to walk and talk and hold his kids again? What makes him so bloody special?
But what if the blueprint's wrong? Yes. What then? What if you've just given false hope to millions? Oh, my God, what the... Elle? Elle, where are you?
Here.
Oh, I thought we'd been burgled. Are you all right?
You tell me. I mean, that's why you're popping out every day with a test tube in your jacket, isn't it?
No, Elle.
I think I don't notice the pinpricks on my arm in the morning that you drug my food at night.
It's not as sinister as that, really.
Am I sick again?
I don't know.
Why aren't you in any of these?
Well, when was this?
A meal out when I got my job at St. Joseph's. My closest friends, Mum, Dad. But you're not there. Why?
I don't remember.
You never valued my work, did you? Tough inner city school, no hope of kids, never saw the point. And that's what we rowed about in Copenhagen. Me quitting research.
Maybe I was just at the lab that night.
Oh, the lab, of course, with Moira. She's left a ton of very urgent messages, and a car's coming to pick you up.
What?
And I found the phone, plugged it back in. Television, too.
How long did you think you could keep the world away from me, Jay?
Elle, we should maybe put some of this away.
Yes, let's clean up the mess, brush it all under the carpet. Don't you touch a bloody thing. That's not a mess, Jay. That's my life put in boxes by me because I was leaving you, wasn't I?
Elle, please.
Do not touch me.
Jay, you have to come in. It's the minister.
Going for rehearsal in 3, 2, 1, and...
For those attempting to manufacture, distribute, or indeed take the vaccine without sufficient authorization... Our message is simple. You will feel the full force of the law. No excuses, no exceptions. None will... I'm awfully hot, is it? Sorry. Sir,
are you all right?
Do you have the time? I think I'm going to be...
You're sure no one's seen it?
We've locked it down for now.
You think ME52 has just been dormant, mutating in the vaccine subjects?
Let's just wait until after the examination.
But if it's changed up to an altered strain the T-cells wouldn't recognise if the vaccine doesn't work, Moira.
What? What do you want me to say?
They'll have to announce something, won't they?
Since the blueprint was leaked, supply lines have opened up. Food trucks aren't being hit. Looting's down. It's giving them a chance to regroup, redistribute services.
It's false hope.
Jay, a new panic would be pointless. Especially when infection rates look like they might collapse.
Might? You're prepared to risk more lives on a might? Tell me someone's still looking for a cure.
Efforts across the European labs are being consolidated.
They've given up.
If it's going to burn itself out, it's false economy, Jay. That's how they see it.
False economy? We're talking about people's lives.
Oh, you think I'm not aware of that? You think I've not lost anyone? That I want to catch this thing?
We need to tell people that there's no cure. We can't...
Can't what?
Can't control information like that.
And why is telling a few white lies suddenly a problem for you, Jay?
Because people deserve better. People deserve the truth.
I'll see if they're ready.
Now, reflecting the posterior portion of the scalp, freeing up the skull from the dura, brain exposed, and...
Oh, good God.
Sulci are obliterated. Meninges swollen beyond all recognition.
Shall I continue?
Jay? You need to see any more. Jay?
No, I think we've seen enough.
Autopsy terminated at 15.
Then that's that.
Yes. I have to go.
Of course you do. I know, Jay. I know about the vaccines.
Like that matters. They're useless.
Of course it matters. You have no idea what I've done for you. What you owe me. The least you can do is to admit it. She's alive, isn't she?
I never meant to hurt anyone.
The cremation. To use me like that. To help hide your tracks. Do you have any idea how much that hurts? You knew how I felt. What I hoped for. That we'd pick up again after we cracked this.
Moira, it wasn't anything real. There was nothing to pick up from.
No. Not for you, clearly.
Look, I never meant to give you the impression that... If I ever did, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't patronise me. I lied to my superiors. Risked everything to keep your antics hidden. And now... When I need you, what can you give me? Nothing.
grateful. Truly, for you not having said anything.
Who says I won't? You think they won't still hunt you down? Make an example of you?
She's not got long left, Moira. Why punish us? Punish her.
I'd be doing her a favour.
Let us go, please.
Don't look back. And don't expect my help. From now on, Jay, you're on your own.
In a hurry, Jay.
Look, Oshka, don't sit out here. It's freezing.
They burned him. They burned him this morning.
Goshka, I'm so sorry.
You said if I gave it to him before he slipped into a coma, it'd work. It'd cure him.
I thought it would, honestly.
Why would you say that? Why would you say it if it wasn't true?
I wanted to help.
Help?
Yes.
You didn't help. You understand? You never helped. You didn't help anyone.
Elle, we have to go.
Go?
They'll be here soon, and we can't be here when they are.
What?
They'll take you to the arena. I'll never see you again.
Well, why was Goshka so upset with you?
I'll tell you everything, but we have to go now.
Why was she upset with you?
Because I gave Billy a vaccine, and it didn't work.
Did you give it to me? Is that why I'm still here like this?
Yes, Elle, please.
Why did you never tell me?
I should have said, but...
Why?
You wouldn't have approved. They weren't giving it to everyone, just a few. You wouldn't have seen it as fair, and...
And?
And it was easier than explaining why I'd been giving it and you hadn't.
You took it?
Maybe it would have been different if we'd have been married.
I bet it would, but it's not worked, has it?
No.
And I'm still going to die.
Yes.
Kitchen lounge clear, Sarge. They've gone. No sign of the car either.
Then where the hell are they?
Elle? Elle? Are you all right?
Where are we?
Near Salisbury. We need to get back on the road.
Were you watching me sleep?
Yes.
You must prefer it that way.
What?
When I'm not fighting you, pushing you, demanding something of you.
Why would you say that?
Because you used to. All the time.
Then I was an idiot. Because when you're awake, you're at your best. When we're so full, brimming with emotion, opinion, care for everyone and everything around you. I don't know how you do it. Spilling over with so much bloody life all the time. How could I not love that? How could I not love you?
I saw your face. This time I saw your face in the dream, and I know, Jay, why I've been having it. It was our first fight.
Yeah. In our room. I was jealous of some pharmacology student cracking onto you.
You stormed out, took the key, locked me in.
I came right back as soon as I realised, but...
You were so angry.
Only because I was scared.
Oh, of what?
Losing you. I always have been. Because I know I never deserved you. Look, it's getting dark. We'd better get going.
Then why'd you do it, Jay? Why'd you sleep with her?
Please, let's just get there. We can talk about it then.
What's that?
Roadblock.
Yes? What? You're sure it's our car? Could you relay the registration back to me?
They're just standing there. Why aren't they asking for ID?
I don't know.
I don't want them to take me.
That's not going to happen. I won't let it happen.
You didn't really know Goshka's grandson.
What?
So why risk everything for him?
I don't know. You would have.
Right. No, that is the registration I gave.
I was given the wrong information, so just let them proceed. Yeah, just let them go. Oh, for crying out loud, let them go.
They're waving us on. Jay.
I know.
Why on earth would they let us past?
I don't know. Let's just get the hell out of here.
Looks clear out on the bay.
Right. Did you love her?
What?
Did you love her?
No.
Okay.
Don't just throw that away. I mean it.
Just get my breath.
Your hands are freezing.
Yes.
You were at your parents' after another row. The stats on ME52 came into the lab. We'd never seen anything like it. Moira and I went for a drink to talk through strategy and found ourselves surrounded by people just enjoying themselves. When we knew so many would be dead in a month.
Was that when?
Yes.
And were you both scared? Was that it? Alone?
I didn't know what being alone meant until that moment when you looked through me.
After I came back, when I didn't remember you?
No. Before. When you knew something had happened. Pushed and pushed to get me to tell you, and when I did, you hated me, and I never loved you more. It killed me. Still does. And now you're going to go with me, having ruined us, and I can't live. I can't carry it.
You don't have to.
What?
The tide's going out. We've not got long. About half an hour if we want to get out of the bay.
You want to get on the boat?
Of course I want to get on our boat. I love you.
Right. Okay, then. Then we'd better go.
Yes. We'd better had.
Do you want to cast off or steer us out, El? El? El?
Helena?
In Bring Her Back, Jay was played by Jason Doane. Eleanor by Erin Shanahan. Moira Gillian Kearney, Yasmin Rena Mahoney, Goshka Melissa Jane Sinden, and the Colonel by Jonathan Keeble. Bring Her Back was written by Andy Walker and produced in Salford by Gary Brown.
Now look, I have a bit of news.
For Jimmy Rabbit, some days are worse than others.
I've got bowel cancer.
Cancer?
But there's always a commitment to living.
I've lost 6 months of my life with the cancer. I want this to happen, you know. Something to come out of it all.
Nobody knows the band scene like you, Jimmy.
I suppose I just want to feel a bit more like my old self again.
Great! That was a G!
Was it? Not really.
Roddy Doyle's latest novel, The Guts, is adapted for BBC Radio 4 on Saturday the 26th of April at 2:30 p.m. and is available for 7 days afterwards on the Radio 4 website.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas,
Just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.